Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. Today I would like to focus on a very, very important midah that we can all work on, and that is in relation to our friends, our parents, our children, our spouses, everyone all over, and that is the midah of kas. It also very much focuses, we could focus that, we'll bring out the lashon hara in that as well, because anger, kas, is something that, as the Mishnah says, the Masil Sharm brings, he says that it is very normal and human for a person. He says, the chelik tov, he says it's a good thing when a person gets angry ultimately. That he says, kasha lichos v'noach lertzos, where it's difficult to get angry, but eventually you do get angry, which means that it's a very, very normal thing, a natural thing for people to get angry. He brings that the midah of Hillel Hazaken, of Hillel, for sure that nothing ever fazed him. But let's not try and reach that level. First, let's try and understand a little bit of anger, where it comes from, and how I think central it is, and how important it is, and how it's something that a person can really, really work on. And again, this is not the forum for us to really delve into all the particulars of the different types of people who get angry and the different levels of anger. That's not the forum for this shiur. I just want to mention something that we can work on when it comes to getting angry. So the first thing is, we all know the Gemara says, kol ha-koes ki'ilu oyver avodah zarah. Anyone who gets angry is as if they were Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, of course, that seems very far-fetched, like bowing down to idols. Like, what does that mean? So I think the main point with anger that I think is more cognitive, which like we all know in our minds, and that is that everything is from Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. Everything that happens to you, to me, to us, is from Hashem. Nobody can hurt you. Ma Yaseh li adam, right? What does it say? It says, min ha-metzah k'rasi ka anani b'mercha, Hashem li lo ira. Hashem is for me. I'm not scared. Nothing bothers me, right? Ma yaseh li adam, Hashem li b'ezra, Hashem helps me. Which means, basically, let's talk lashon hara for a second. I mean, that sounded funny. Let's talk, right, about lashon hara. Why do I speak lashon hara? I'm upset at this person. There's this person did something. The second I pause that button in my mind and I say, wait, 1 second, Hashem is showing me that person. It changes the whole picture. The second that there's traffic and I'm getting frustrated, it's Hashem. It's not the person in front of me. The driver's driving slow right in front of me. It's not the driver driving slow, it's Hashem. It's not the person. The person called me up and said something to me. I was in a chevra and someone put me down. I was embarrassed. I was hurt. That person hurt me. I'm upset. Something. It's all Hashem. Emuna, emuna. That's the pshat kol ha-koyes kilu oved avodah zarah. That's the simple meaning. You're oved avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is you don't believe in Hashem. Because if you believed in Hashem, I think the Chafetz Chaim says this, is that if a person would recognize that everything is from Hashem. I'll have to look up the quote where he says this so clearly. If a person would realize that everything's from Hashem, he would never get angry at anybody, never upset at anybody, because it's not the person. Hashem li lo ira mayas li adam, which means man can do you no harm. Man can't do anything to you. Your wife can't do anything. Your children, your parents, your boss, your best friend, your the girl, the guy, the whatever situation, nobody could do. It's all from Hashem. And now, of course, it's a very high level. But we're able to attain that for a minute, 1 minute in our day, one circumstance in our day, for us to stop for a second and say, this is from Hashem. It's not the person didn't reject me. The situation didn't disappoint me. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's not my this. It's all from Hashem. And I know there are different levels to that, right? We know that, but do we feel that? Do we live that? Like, that's Hillel, I guess. Hillel HaZaken, the level is, I remember hearing a story about the Chazon Ish, where some bus was coming and almost hit him, and like he didn't even flinch afterwards. I was like, okay, whatever it is, it's from Hashem. When a person lives like that on a simple level. Now, I just what do I mean by that? I just want to explain. It happens when we work on this midah of Baruch Hashem, of the little things. When a person makes a bracha and he recognizes the drink is from Hashem, thank you Hashem. When we take a moment to recognize what the good is from Hashem, it happens slowly. It's not like you flip on a switch and then you become someone who never gets angry at anybody because you believe that everything's from Hashem. Let us work together as we are working towards Tisha B'Av to build the Beis HaMikdash. The only reason we have upsetness at other people is because we forget that it's from Hashem. The only reason we can get angry at somebody, now of course we've spoken about how anger really is a cover up for hurt. When a person realizes that nobody can hurt you, it's only Hashem hurting you. It's only Hashem hurting you. Now that's a whole different discussion in your relationship with Hashem, but no other person can hurt you. If it wouldn't be that person, it would be another person. If it wouldn't be that feeling from that situation, it would be something else. May Hashem help us all. We should all be zocha to recognize and to today, this evening, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to that, Hashem always throws different things to us. It could be from literally sitting behind someone who doesn't know how to drive or drives very slow. It could be to getting, you know, a message from someone that's not nice. It could be any, right? I don't know if everyone knows, we all have different circumstances. It could be from your past. It could be someone says something to you. It could be you get fired from your job. It could be whatever it might be, to realize that Ein Oid Milvado, it's all Hashem. It's not the person. Hashem sent that person to be that shliach, but it's the person. And through that, we'll be zocha to love each other and not be offended by anyone who hurts us, because it's not them. It's all Hashem. And through that, we'll be zocha to really live that and so peaceful, really so peaceful. There's so many stories of the tzaddikim where people would do this thing to them and that thing to them and spit at them and yell at them and do whatever, and they'd just be like, it's all good, it's all good. For real, not like in a, you know, like it's all from Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful morning, have a wonderful afternoon, have a wonderful evening, and enjoy, try and have the peace of mind of realizing that everything is from Hashem, and it's between you and Him. It's not between anybody else, just you and Him. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.